Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show and the Ryan Yarbrough co-host, Ryan Yarbrough on the radio show. Hope you guys have a wonderful evening. I have the co-host on tonight, yours truly, Ryan Yarbrough. Yarbrough, you in the building?
You know I'm in the building.
Okay.
I'm just a little quiet as usual, letting you do your thing, but I'm here.
Okay.
You know I'm here.
Okay. All right.
How you doing today, Mike?
I'm all right. What you said? What's going on with that weather in Houston right now? What's going on down there?
Finally rain. Supposed to be raining for the next day or two, but I don't want to tell people the exact degrees, because they might get their feelings hurt a little bit. So I'll keep that to myself. But we're in 90 plus. I mean, I'm not gonna say the exact degrees, but that time of the year.
Yeah, you know what. That's a good weapon. Let me tell you something. I mean, I'm not. Yeah, you're right. We gotta be careful what we say, because I was looking on the news. I think briefly I saw some snow somewhere. I forgot what was that. I was just up north, and I was like, "Geez, man, some snow." I was like, "Come on now."
In June.
No. But you know what? Snow is beautiful when you're in it. You know that, of all people, being from Chicago, you know about the snow, major snow. You know the city that the snow don't stop. The snow don't stop the people in Chicago. They're still moving. They're still rocking and rolling. That's right.
Yeah.
But for your listeners, I like to say when Ryan Yarbrough is online, we're together. You can't beat him as a former player, friend. True friend from we played the Delta Jets. And also, too, I'd like to say that in the future, pretty soon we'll be featuring live on YouTube on the show. So it's coming live. You'll be able to see us, look at us, and be like, we'll get the Mugler boys off the TV. Get them off the show. Get them off the show. They look like nothing. Get them off the show. Yeah, but... But we're supposed to, in the future, we're going to definitely be where you can look at us live on YouTube. And we hopefully you guys enjoy the show this evening. And if you guys wonder about the music, that was Shani Maria Holtz out of Houston, Texas. Shani can be available for bookings. You can reach her through LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. She's fantastic. Even with her band that she has, they're good. They're really, really good. Again, you guys planning any type of events, positive events, of course, she will be available. Call her. Call up. She's good. Shani Maria Holtz. The topic today, Yarbrough, we have for the listeners, for our audience today, is have you ever thought how your attitude may affect others? I'm going to say it again. Have you ever thought how your attitude may affect others? Now, the definition, of course, of attitude is a settled way of thinking. Okay, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to give you the rest of it. It says settled way of thinking. Now, through the show, I want you guys to remember what I said right there. And through everything that we're going to be mentioning with the awareness and motivation of the show, think about that part of the definition. of attitude, a settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. And yeah, bro, that definition is going to say a lot through the show tonight. But I'm going to go to three biblical points about attitude. We go to Philippians. It says, second chapter, 14th verse, okay? We're looking at, it said, do all things without grumbling and disputing. Now, I don't know who that's talking about, because I'm going to tell you something. I don't know one person out there on this planet that doesn't do this. You hear me? Y'all, bro? Philippians says, yep. Chapter 14, verse. Yeah, it said, do all things without grumbling and disputing. Well, that's all I see on TV. That's all I see during the day. I mean, I see this everywhere. And it's saying this right now, stop doing it, but we do it. We disregard it. All right, you go, next, I got you here, we have you here on Colossians 4th chapter, 2nd verse. It said, devote yourself to prayer. Keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. Proverbs 31st to 22nd verse. 31st chapter, 22nd verse. It says, she opens her mouth in wisdom. She opens her mouth in wisdom. And the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Ryan Yarbrough, what you think about those quotes right there? That's pretty deep quotes right there now.
Yeah, no, no.
That's some serious stuff.
Yeah, that's serious business right there. And just going back and touching on the first quote that you gave.
Yeah, all things without grumbling or disputing. Yeah.
That's something that's ingrained. Well, I'm not even going to say ingrained, but that's a learned pattern. And what I mean by that is that's something that we see that trickles down the generations, and it just trickles throughout the family, throughout the society, and things that's learned behavior, you know, as I'm saying. Because if you seen the opposite, that's all you would do. You know, if you seen gratitude and humbleness, that's all you would do. But what it comes down to is everywhere. Like you say, on TV, on radio, on the internet, social media, whatever the case may be, it's sad that it outweighs. I mean, it depends on what world you live in, too. But I'm just saying that, in general, it outweighs the gratitude and the humbleness. And that's something, you know, once again, now I reference my kids and my family a lot when we speak, but that's something that that I can attest to, you know, just growing up, you know, by me being the oldest of seven and having my brothers or my sister see me act in a certain way. And then when I see them act in a particular way that I didn't necessarily know that I was doing, it's like, oh, wow, they seen Big Brother doing that, you know, so I'll have to check myself. You know, and that's what that comes down to. Now, and we'll talk about that a little more as we go along. But I didn't hear the end of the second verse that you gave.
The second verse. Okay, the one you just finished talking about was Philippians second chapter 14 verse. It said, "Do all things without grumbling and disputing." That's what you're talking about now. But on the Colossians 4th chapter, 2nd verse, it says, devote yourself to prayer, keeping alert and in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. Like you're saying, being appreciative.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically what you're saying. Yeah. So so both of these right here, when I was going through earlier today, looking at this, today I was looking at them, I said, you know what, I'm going to run them together like that, because even though they're totally different, they're different quotes in different parts of the Bible, but at the same time, they run together. They really do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because the second verse is going to offset the first one. Because when you're forever in prayer and forever in gratitude, that's gonna wash out the grumbling and things of that nature. Because just for example, when I'm eating, okay, or
mm-hmm.
anything, you know, I always
mm-hmm.
say a prayer, and I may say it a couple of times because guess what? We get into an age where I'm like, man, did I say my blessing? But guess what? I don't care if I did or not. I'm gonna say it again. You know what I mean? I'm gonna say it again, just in case, because you can never be overly grateful. I don't feel that that you can be overly grateful. Mm-hmm.
No. You can't. You know, and the thing is too. In these days, we're not. It's sad to say, but people ate better back then than what they do today. So you got to be careful what you're eating. You don't know what you're eating today. Or you can hope and pray that you got to pray. You got to pray and make food. Take it seriously. God, if you don't pray, start praying today, okay? Start praying tonight when you eat, because, you know, it's the food, it's not all natural like it used to be. So you say your prayers. You never know. You can mess around and eat too much. You can get choked, anything. So like you're saying, you never know.
Yeah.
We just get too comfortable out here, and you take things for granted. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and thankful for the hands that prepare it too, because you never know who's
exactly.
doing what.
Everybody not washing their hands when they cook. You know that, right? Everybody back there not washing their hands when they cook. You know, and I don't care what restaurant you're in. You can be from the smallest fast food restaurant to the very, very high-end restaurant. You never know what they're doing back there in that kitchen. So you better say your prayers and make sure you have a good meal and go on about your business. But we're going to get to the but I tell you what, that we're
mm-hmm.
talking about falls into what we're talking about too, about have you ever thought how your attitude may affect others. And I tell you, you know, we were discussing this topic, I really haven't thought about, you really don't think all the time how your attitude may affect others. Sometimes you do, you just try to do the best you can do and trying to be as nice as you can to people. But there's some people out there that they just don't care. Now, for me, sometimes I totally forget about how you can forget sometimes how your attitude may affect others. It's so easy to do when, you know, basically we have a routine. There's so many people out here today, pretty 90% of us, I would say 90%, you say 90% of people in the world, today have a routine, right? Some routines, you may not be going to work, you just may not be doing it, you want to get out the house, you may not even have a job. I don't know what you may be doing. You get up in that routine, you may go sit down in a certain location and sit down all day long. That's what you do. Or are you someone you want to better yourself in life, you want to move forward in life, you want to make a change for the world. But your routine, you're so comfortable with your routine. Now, your routine, you know what you're doing. You know the ropes. You know where you're going. You know exactly what time you, from your lunch break to the time is end, you know your time of getting back home to the time you get dressed, you shower, everything you do is routine. But doing that routine, you got to watch your expressions. Your expression can rub off the wrong way to someone else. It could be a negative expression that you may be giving off because a grumpy face, because your routine. And that can pull in a negative rim of things. Or it can be positive, and you can pull that group of people into the positive part of it. So we tend to forget how our routine can affect others in a positive or negative way. Now, myself, I have fallen short of that. I'm not going to say many times, but I have. And I have to continuously practice when I'm wherever I may be going, wherever I travel, I try to smile and speak much as I can. These days, you have to watch and smile who you speak to these days. You don't know if they've taken a positive way or negative way, but at least you've done your part, and you keep your smile going. You know what I mean? You've done your part.
Yeah.
If they want to think whatever they want to think, let them think. As long as you respecting them, you smile and keep going. You know?
Yes.
But what do you think about that? I mean, have you ever thought about or forgotten that your attitude may affect someone, may affect others? And I'm going to talk about the positive attitude and negative attitude a little bit, but have you ever thought about that, how your attitude may affect others during the day or just in life generally?
Yes, I have. For the simple fact, with the example that I gave earlier, and I have plenty of examples to give, but to answer your question, yes. And for the simple fact, I really don't talk about myself a whole lot, or not all day, every day, but for these purposes right now, to give other people's examples and to give other people insight on what we're talking about me being a father, about me being the oldest, about me being a coach, about me being a teacher, about me being a mentor, I have to constantly watch my attitude for the simple fact that somebody is always watching me. Okay? If they're looking, to me for guidance or direction, and they see me acting in a certain way, then they're going to follow suit and take heed to what I'm doing. And I may be going through something personally that nobody even knows about, but I have to constantly watch myself and be conscious of my attitude because of the power that I've been given, by the Most High, and allow the best to come out of me versus the worst coming out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's something that's key to me. Mm-hmm.
I think that you and I both from playing I'm not going to say professional level, just playing a collegiate level. Through college, and if I have listeners, we have some collegiate listeners right now, or any potential youth who want to experience or attend college. That alone, too, the discipline that you have to even stay on the team, not just a grade point average, but your discipline, too, I think that carries on long after the fact also. With the attitude that you're saying, you feel like you're being watched, because in college you are being watched. You may think that you get away with something, but someone is close to you that pretty much knows what's going on. So I think that has advantages helped us too. I feel like you too. I feel like I'm always being watched, and I don't know if it's sometimes like I'm overthinking it, but people that know me, I don't really get relaxed. So I get back to my hometown, which is a very small town, and going out in the country. My guards, my guards still up because I'm watching for doggone snakes and wildlife. But still, besides that, I mean, it's like, I feel the same with that you're feeling. I think that kind of triggered it. That helped us in so many different ways, I think, on a collegiate level. Because when you're playing sports, you're always being watched. You can't go wrong. You get messed around and doing things wrong, you lose your scholarship and kicked out of school. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And even
to touch on a little more on it, when it's all said and done,
how do I want to portray myself, period? What makes me feel good on the inside? If you got an attitude, and if your attitude is affecting your well-being, if you can feel it, you know that you're not right. Okay, so once again, when it's all said and done, how are you feeling? How is your soul feeling on the inside when you act certain ways? And that'll tell you right then and there, especially if you are the type of person I want to become the type of person, because as long as we're living, we're learning. You want to become
right.
that person that gives off good attitude and remains positive and things of that nature. That's, sometimes it can be some work. You know, you have to work on it. Some things come naturally to others more, you know, more easily than others. But it's something, you know, that you have to be conscious of, because, once again, I don't care if nobody's around. You know, somebody's always watching you, and that somebody, you know, is the Most High one, and then also yourself. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know if you're not being right or having a good attitude. So,
right.
Yeah, I just want to throw that in there as well. Mm-hmm.
And then, too, you got to be careful, like you say, too, as when you, as said adults, if you probably have so many teachers that lead and go to school in a positive way, some go in a moody way or a negative way. That affect their that whole crowd. That's going to affect one of those students. No different, like you said, when you're coaching. Now, and for the individuals going to a normal job where they're more adults, a lot of times your routine, like we said earlier, your routine can be too comfortable. Your routine can be so negative in the sense that I know what I'm doing. Okay, what is it? I know exactly my routine. I know what I'm doing. Yeah, you know what you're doing, but that negative, those emotionals you're giving off, those just expressions, it's just that can weigh on the next person. That person could have been asking you for something that was very important to make to make them change gears in a positive way through life. But you just redirect them in the wrong direction. And now they have to go home. They're not talking. Everybody, there's so many people out there. See, you and I, we communicate all the time. We never did really lose touch at all.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't lose touch from sports. But think about even just from some players. Think about just working with other people out there, just working people. Yeah, a lot of people don't have other people to cling on to talk to. There's people that don't have, there's some individuals don't have parents. They don't have anyone they can trust. So you have to be aware when you leave wherever you, when you leave out your house or you're talking to people on the phone, that you got to make sure that your light is shining.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to forget that as humans, as human beings, we tend to forget that we're not here to bring people down. We're here to bring people up.
Yes.
And see, a lot of us, when we did and gone, we'll see then what it really meant. But now that we're so comfortable in our routine, oh, I'm so comfortable, I'm good. No, you're good now. But in time, we're going to see if that good still hold up. Because you're comfortable now. But you got to really, really watch how you bringing out that energy. And you want it to be positive. Yeah, bro. I'm gonna give you some traits of negative, and then we're gonna jump on the positive. Okay, so let's go some negative traits of the attitude. The negative traits we have, I said moody. People been moody and mood, different mood swings. They off and on. They come to work. You sit around them. They be one way this day, and the next day on the left side today, and on the right side tomorrow. The third day they in between. Then they go back to the left side the fourth day. You know, and the fifth day they're back on the right side. The sixth day they're back in between. You know, so you but they thinking that you have an attitude, you have that acute problem.
Yeah.
But they're the one with the problem. Unemotional, self defeating talk. Everything they do, they feel like they can't do it, and that energy. You know, it's like I can't do this. I can't.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not trying to be around nobody that said I can't. I'm not trying to be around that man. No. I mean, that's like an instantly like stop sign right there. Like that's like a hand to your face, like stop. Don't tell me you can't.
Yeah, I'm probably
saying,
yeah. I'm gonna go. Yeah.
No,
can't
now. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then talking another thing too. Talking bad about others. And we talked about this before, gossiping, being arrogance, talking bad about others, and basically self-centered. You know, you got the selfies going, this me. All this right here. You see, this is the thing. Then you have so many people promoting this on television, and it's rubbing off on our younger generation. And they think it's okay. But in God's eyesight, for your adults that's promoted, it's like the devil already like shaking his hand, like, oh, I mean, he like rubbing his hand, like, oh, yeah, we're good. That's what I want. But guess what's going to happen? You 30 years old now, you 20, you 15, and go to us, you 40, and you 50, you 60. Guess what? Your 20-year-olds may live to get 70. And everything that you reaping right now with that attitude, it's going to catch up with you 30 years from now. It's going to get you. I don't care what you have or don't have. I don't care what you like or don't like. I don't care who you vote for. I don't care what you eat. It's going to get you. And that's a fact, Jack. Yarbo, I'm not trying to scare you, Yarbo. I'm not scaring you now. You're doing the right thing. I'm not trying to scare you. You're doing the right thing now. But let me tell you something. Yarbo, let me go back over to more negative traits. We have they tell lies. It is a consistent line. All lies. Now, you know, you used to say like a little lie. You used to, what's it called? A small lie? The short lie? It's not, I can't think of the name of it. But people consistently seriously lying. You know, also too, persons that's very, very unforgiving. Yeah. Unforgiving. Oh, yeah. Unforgiving people. You know, that's very, 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 very deep. Yeah. Now, bro, we're getting to the deep. Now, we're going to the attitude problem situation. Check this out. I found some information here. It says, what is an attitude problem? Okay, and we gave a definition of an attitude. We get a definition of attitude, and I go back over the definition we gave attitude. The attitude definition, it says that a settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. Now, it says here, too, it wasn't an attitude problem. It says it's an emotional state that's counterproductive to your desired results. However, the emotional state turns into a behavior as a result of an unresolved issue that you're either unaware or would rather not deal with. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's an attitude problem. Now, through this attitude problem, it goes on to say this. It said, how you identify the problem? We talk about some traits. Now, for your listeners, we're going to get to the positive in a minute. Just hold on. We're going to stay on this attitude for a minute. We're going to stay on the attitude problem first. We're going to go to the positive attitude. Okay? It said, if you're able to see patterns where you're overly reactive, okay, we mentioned some of the earlier girl I was talking, defensive, self-righteous, or just plain negative, you're someone who's dealing with an attitude problem. I'm going to say it again, y'all, bro. I'm going to say it again now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're able to see patterns where you're overly reacting, defensive, self-righteous, or just plain negative, you're someone who's dealing with an attitude problem. Now, see, that's deep. Now, again, it's so many of us out there with an attitude problem, but you don't even realize it. You're going on through your life, family, friends. All these years, you thinking that you're right. And you're right in certain senses, in certain situations, yes. but it could be a little bit of seasoning in there that within that seasoning that you have an attitude problem. Yeah, think about that. Now it goes on to say this. Self-righteous in your position. All right, so self-righteous in your position. It says this. Do I need to be right? Or do I want to be to have peace? Okay? Basically what we're saying is everything. Yeah, yeah. Do I need to be right all the time? Or do I want peace? Okay? A lot of times you can be doing too much to prove, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah. So the objective is to appreciate that. Although we may see things differently, we can still love and appreciate one another. You see?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it again. Do I need to be right, basically, all the time, or do I want to have peace? The objective is to appreciate that. Although we may see things differently, we can still love and appreciate one another. You see?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's something to think about. That's something to think about because we said arrogance earlier. There are some people in this world, it don't matter how, it doesn't have many shows you give them. It doesn't matter how many shows you give them, how much you talk to them, how much they see what's right. They're going to still see it in their own ways. But the open-minded, and you said a little bit, that's going to talk about the positive attitude. Open-minded.
Yeah.
They begin to see different.
Yeah. And I wanted to touch on that piece that you just spoke about. I've had this book for years, and I'm sorry that I can't remember the author's name, but I'm
that's
already giving that's him a plug.
That's some concussion.
I'm about ready to give him a plug by speaking about his book, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I hear you, but I don't hear you. I hear you. I always hear you.
Exactly.
But the name of the book is Don't Sweat the Small Things, okay? And it's a very easy read, pages about maybe a couple of hundred pages, whatever the case may be. But each chapter is like one or two pages, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the chapters because is hitting me right now because one of the chapters that I read was just from last week, and it spoke upon, do you always, you know, you don't always have to be right. Let other people be right even if they're wrong, put it that particular way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that to say sometimes, you know, it's like, hey, okay, all right, you're right, whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even though
right.
you don't necessarily agree with it because I'm not
right.
about to be wasting my time and my energy to try to prove a point to you where, okay, you can have it. You know, and
right.
to me, I've had to learn over the years, that's not necessarily a weakness. That's, you know, that's a sign of strength, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
to me, insecure people or people with attitudes, what we're speaking about right now, always have to
right.
be correct. Or if they are not correct, they'll get upset, okay?
Right.
And that's okay, you know, it's okay.
Right.
I just told you, okay, 4 + 4 = 8 universally. The
right.
language is just there. But you telling
right.
me, no, it's 9. Okay.
Right.
You're right. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Who the fool?
Right.
Who the fool? Me, or
exactly.
that person? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, you're right. That's, you know, whatever makes you feel good, you know, then go ahead and be right. Because you're not, and this is not a battle that I choose to fight for the simple fact that you can be right. It's okay. I'm secure in my
right.
answer and what I said. So I just wanted to touch on that because that hit so close to me because I just read that chapter, as I said, just last week, and I read the book a few times over the years, but
I just open it up
sometimes. There you go, Richard Carlson. There you go.
Okay, Richard Carlson.
So I don't read from chapter 1 to chapter 50 or backwards. Sometimes I read backwards from chapter 50 to 1. But after I read the book a couple of times, I just open it up, and whatever pops up for me at that particular point, I just touch on that in the morning, you know, and throughout the day if I need to. But, yeah, that's so true. You have to let other people be right. I mean, not let them be all right, but not try to
fight somebody being right
all the time. Yeah.
Right. When they see the real, what's real, just don't say anything and just move forward. We're moving forward. Okay. You got it wrong, but we never talk about it. Just keep moving forward till we get it right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because the fact is you have different individuals, males and females, going to different meetings and trying to get different positions, and they see the leader. It's just all the way wrong. But they have to, like my brother used to always say, motor bus, so you got to eat the cheese. Eat the cheese, and just let them be wrong. You just, okay. But when the time to show up, you make sure you do your part, okay?
Yeah.
When you're running different lanes, but when you're always running them, and when they're wrong back here, this is what you need right here. Just eat a cheese with them, because you move on up. You know when to step on the gas pedal to pass by to accelerate to get in the next lane. You know. Go ahead. What were you about to say, bro? You about to say something else?
And just to touch on what you were saying, I got two things. Just to touch on what you just said right there. Let them be wrong, right? Or let them be right, even though they're wrong. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Let them quote unquote be right, even though they're wrong, so we can keep everything moving. But the other thing that I wanted to speak about and touch on what you were saying just a little while ago was about forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And people with bad attitudes not being able to forgive, and that's so imperative. You know, to life is being able to forgive sooner than later, you know, because the longer you hold on to bad feelings, bad attitude, whatever the case may be, the more it's going to eat you up and it's going to affect you throughout life. And sometimes, and I wanted to touch on both the things that we were just speaking about, being right, okay, and part of being able to get over not having to be right all the time is forgiveness, okay? And what I mean by that is, okay, part of me moving forward in my life and doing what I want to do is forgiving you, because the longer I hold on to it, you know, then the longer I'll be affected by it. So I can be easy. It's either going to go either way with me personally. I'm talking about me personally now. I'll apologize real quick. Or I won't apologize at all. And what I mean by that is I'm not trying to necessarily be right one way or the other. If I was wrong, I'll apologize, okay? But if I know that I was right, then I won't necessarily apologize, but I'm not going to hold on to it either. I'm going to let it go. I'm still going to forgive, but I'm going to let it go because I will not hold on to it and will not, you know, not forgive, because once again, that's only hurting self. But yeah, that's it. And, you know, just like I know you have some pieces also on the positive side, but that's just going to be the opposite of what we're talking about right now, you know. And there is no in-between. Yeah. You know what I mean? When it comes down to that, there is no in-between.
Right. Absolutely. That's you're right. You're hitting the right spot. Let me also too check this out. On the negative aspect, it says attacking the credibility and reputation of others, shooting down their ideas, hopes, and dreams, and being unsupportive when good things happen to others are indicators that you need to check your attitude. Okay. Also too, it said practice going one full day or even an hour without complaining Yes. About anything.
Yes.
Look for positive qualities in people and celebrate them. The problem is we, you know what, let me move on because I'm going to move on. Okay. This part, right? Take a look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Your relationships aren't working. Okay? If you're romantic, friendship, family, and business relationships are not in a healthy state, the problem might not be them. It might be you. I'm going to say it again. If your romantic friendship, family, and business relationships are not in a healthy state, the problem might not be them. It might be you. And also, too, for the attitude, words, tone, facial expressions, of course, body language,
yes,
that other perceive as aggressive are uncooperative. And it is something you'll want to remedy if you hope to get along with others, because that's an attitude issue. Bad attitude. Also, too, it said, well, how can we figure this out? Okay, how can you control your anger attitude? Now, I found that some people say, well, once you take a deep breath, for others, they may not take a deep breath, but for some, take a deep breath, calm, relax your nerves. Sometimes drink a glass of water, take a bath, massage, listen to what people say. Take the time to listen to what people say in a positive way. Take a walk, jog, ride a bike, pray or meditate, or listen to calming music. Okay? Also, too, you go here, how do you cure a bad attitude? You need to figure out what exactly needs to be changed. You know, yeah, well, we don't get into it, but it was when there was a bad play after the game, we always had a meeting the next day. We go to a meeting, right, Yarbrough? And we go to a meeting, and in front of the whole team, a lot of times you're going to be pointing out if you made a mistake. The whole team will know about it. Like, Yarbrough, so what you doing over there? What rock?
We all been through it.
Everybody got 60 players, and everybody looking at you. Like, what were you doing?
Maybe only one or two people really knew about it. But this is gonna get pointed out.
Yeah. Well, answer what you think. Well, coach, I don't know. I thought, you know, my bad. Just leave it alone. Okay.
It says
find role models, of course, positive people doing positive things. Mm-hmm. Change the way you look at the situation. Open-minded, okay? Think of how your life will change if your attitude changes in a positive way.
Yes.
And think of what amazing life you would have if you do those things right there for the negative. And that right there covers our negative attitude. We're going to go into the positive attitude. We got a little time right now to get the positive attitude.
When it's all said and done, Stevie, one of the key points that you transitioned over to what you were making was sometimes, okay, and this is key to me and to all aspects of my life. Mm-hmm. When you're able to look yourself in the mirror, because I'm touching on what you said, that when you're in a bad relationship or certain things are not going right, it may not be the other person. It may be you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you can look yourself in the mirror and understand that you brought this into your world, that you are not responding in the correct manner to these situations in your world and can accept and look yourself in the mirror and say, I need to make a change, okay? Mm-hmm. Because somehow, some way, I'm attracting this into my life. Somehow, some way, I'm bringing this into my world. It's not this person. It's not that person. It's me, okay? Because in the beginning of the conversation, you know, we were laughing, but it was a serious thing. Somebody talking about, I can't do this, I can't do that. That's a telltale sign. Okay, I'm not going to walk in your path. I need to make a right or make a left or back up, turn back around and go where I came from, because I don't want to accept
right.
that in my life.
Right.
Just like anything else, and just like what I'm talking about right now. Okay, and I'm glad you brought that up, that it might be you. So therefore,
mm-hmm.
when you're able to look yourself in the mirror or be able to sit down and talk to yourself, however you do, like you said, routine wise, to get that, you know, to get that out of your world, then you're going to be all right. But it always comes back to self. You have to look at yourself and wonder why certain things aren't going the way that you want them to go. So I want to, you know, because that can be a whole topic right there as well. But I just wanted to touch on that because we've been pretty much offsetting the negative
mm-hmm.
right now. And like you said, the show is almost up, but we want to talk, you know, definitely talk about the positive, because we have been talking about the positive at the same time,
mm-hmm.
but offset
right.
the negative. But yeah, but go
right
ahead.
All right. So that's I'm glad that's well said. So now we're moving this. We're going to a positive attitude now. So go to the positive attitude.
Mm-hmm.
A positive attitude is the guide of leading a positive life. A guide of living a positive life. If you're feeling down and having a particular negative outlook on the way things are going, just remember that attitude is everything, and a positive attitude will lead you out of the darkest of times. Okay? That's a positive attitude. Now, the positive attitude, it goes on to say here, it said a positive attitude will lead to positive outcomes. Okay? Now, positive thinking, it says, just means that you approach unpleasantness in a more positive and productive way. If the thoughts that run through your head are mostly negative, your outlook on life is more likely to pessimistic. If your thoughts are mostly positive, you're likely an optimist. Someone who practices positive thinking. And you got to think about it this way. Positive thinking is stop negative self-talk. Like we were saying earlier, to reduce stress, positive thinking helps with stress management and can even improve your health. We'll say it again. The advantage of positive thinking, okay, it stops. It puts a stop sign to negative self-talk to reduce stress, okay? Also, positive thinking helps with stress management and can even improve your health. Practice overcoming negative self-talk. And that's what we have to do. A lot of us, we don't practice positive self-talk. We need to practice it. You were saying earlier, I think you mentioned something earlier about when looking in the mirror. When you look in that mirror, you need to practice, okay, I can do better. Let me go in a different direction. Let's get an understanding, okay? Let's get some type of understanding so we're on the same level. And that's so very important that we need to do in the world today that we don't do. And that's what we're missing. It's a must. Yes.
It's so true.
And,
like you said, self-talk. Self-talkers, mm-hmm. who do we talk to the most? We talk to ourselves. throughout the day. The
yes,
most
we do.
As a kid,
we do.
Or even as a young adult and things of that nature, we laugh. Oh, they're over there talking to themselves. We all talk to ourselves. You understand?
Yes.
And if you
yes.
don't, you're not listening to yourself. If you don't know that you're
right.
talking to yourself, okay.
Right.
So let's put that. Yeah, let's put that to rest. You know what I mean? We all talk to ourselves. And one thing that I wanted to bring up, which is not necessarily a universal rule, but I mean it's a not even a worldwide rule, but the 21-21-90 rule. Okay. So all these principles that we're giving people to practice, okay, 21 days, okay, it becomes a habit. So you can say something positive or talk to yourself on the positive or do whatever it may be. You know, listen to something to calm you down 21 days in a row to make it a habit, okay? And then once you continue on past 21 days to 90 days, okay, it'll become lifestyle. All right. So we just have to make ourselves accountable for what we're doing if we seriously want to make changes. Okay. Because mm-hmm. scientific studies all, show that up and down all around. Okay. You do some a certain amount of times, it's going to be ingrained. Just like, I don't even want to touch on what we were talking on earlier, but the same thing the other way. You know, it can go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
21 days
mm-hmm.
in a row, focusing on different content, okay? But we're talking about the positive, okay? So say something positive, you know, like you said, for an hour. You know, concentrate on the positive for an hour. Do that
mm-hmm.
21 days straight.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to become a habit.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to become like eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or drinking,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, wait a minute, you know when your body is hungry, you know, you're like, wait a minute, I haven't ate. Okay, but just like, all right, today, 20 days down the line, it's going to become a habit. 21 days, like, wait a minute, I haven't said anything positive, or I didn't start my day off speaking to myself positively or doing more positive routines, okay? So that's something that'll happen, you know, because, yeah, we can do it. Okay, today we get off the phone, going to be positive for the last hour of the day. But what about tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
What about the next day? What about the next day? You know, all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
that's true.
That stuff, that's something we have to concentrate on as well.
Right. And also, too, for your listeners, is that what Yarbrough is saying is 1,000% true. The thing about it, also, you got to remember this. When you go into, these are some other traits of a positive attitude. Your smile, you know, the way you've been approaching certain people. I mean, being open-minded, willing, basically being complimented, giving compliments to others. When definitely when they do good, even sometimes when something is wrong, being able to sit down and explain certain things to them to help them help. Also, too, it says finding something good to say about someone.
Yes.
And also, too, you get down here, too, is some health benefits of positive attitude. Okay? It said increased lifespan.
Yes.
Lower rates. Yeah. Yeah. It lower rates of depression, lower levels of distress, greater resistance to the common cold. Better psychological and physical well-being, better cardiovascular health, and reduced risk of death from cardiovascular disease. We'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
Better cardiovascular health and reduced risk of death from cardiovascular disease.
Mm-hmm.
Also, better coping skills during hardships and times of stress. This is all the ingredients that you're getting from being positive. Now, that's your medicine. Positive is the medicine that we've been missing. Also, two ways to create and maintain a positive attitude. The morning routine, less stress, okay? Carry an attitude of happiness with you. Enjoy small pleasures, sunset, rain, ice, you know, ice cream cone, all that. I don't care if it's sunny or rainy. You said it's raining down in Houston, but still, like I said, rain and snow in certain areas of the world, people are still moving like it's the sunshine down here in Florida today. Okay? Upload positive to your brain. Movies you watch, books you read, music you listen to. All that right there is feeding. That's brain medicine. Change your thoughts. Positive thoughts lead to a positive attitude, while negative thoughts lead to a negative attitude. Limit your complaints. Develop an attitude of gratitude. Limit your complaints. Complaining. You know what I'm saying? Let me say it one more time. Limit your complaints. Limit your complaints. Limit your complaints. Develop an attitude of gratitude. Prayers of thanksgiving. That's the positive side, y'all, bro. And for your listener, I hope we gave you guys some awareness on the positive side. I'm gonna leave it up to I enjoyed tonight's show with all pro yours truly, Ron Yarbrough, co-host, and I'm gonna let you close it out, Yarbrough. Enjoy the show, man, and hopefully we give you guys some awareness of what's going on and where we all stand, and also too that yes, we have to watch, and we haven't all of us we're forgetting about our attitude. Okay, when we leave, the things we do, family, friends, coworkers, we have to pay attention to it because it can definitely, it does affect you. It does affect others. And so we have to watch it and keep it positive.
Yes. And what I wanted to say in closing, like I always like to say, I always like to leave off with something positive, with something for our listeners to think about, and since we're speaking about attitude, there is not one point in time where you cannot change your attitude. You can change your attitude in 1 second, either way. And we're more so talking about from the negative to the positive. Okay, what goes on is just having an attitude, like Steve said, having an attitude for gratitude and saying thank you and being humble for any and every situation, whether you view it as negative or definitely view it as positive. You always want to give thanks, because if the situation is what you perceive or what you take as negative, it's a lesson for you to be able to overcome that, because it can keep you in a certain state of mind, in a certain state of being, certain state of health, and that is not what you necessarily want. So continue to be conscious of what you say, what you think, because sometimes what you think is going to come out in what you're saying. But in order to have something come out, it has to be within. So therefore, we need to start within and alleviate all of our negative thinking, negative thoughts, and our negative being, our negative actions. So if you're not aware of it, once again, you can always look it up on the internet. We can always, and you can see it, you can tell from your children, from your family, from your coworkers. They'll let you know. They'll let you know if they feel as if you are not acting a certain way, or if you are acting a certain way. So therefore, you have to be conscious of that also, because you may not know that you're acting a certain way. But when it all is said and done, you have to be happy with self. And once you're happy with self, that projects and comes out to the world. So I want to leave everybody with that. I want to leave everybody with having a good rest of the evening, a good rest of the week. Until we speak again, stay safe and continue to give people your truly blessings.
things like picnics in the park on a Saturday.